Vivek Ramaswamy calls out Donna Brazile for telling him to go home. By Hannah Blow Knudsen on November 20, 2023. Republican presidential candidate Vivek Ramaswamy called out Democrat Donna Brazile after she mispronounced his name and told him to go home. Pondering what would happen if a white Republican said the same of the failed Democrat gubernatorial candidate. Vivek needs to just shut the hell up and go home, she said during an appearance with Bill Maher, who pointed out that she was mispronouncing his name. Well, whatever, she said after he corrected her, continuing to mispronounce his name. Thank you so much, she said after Maher corrected her again. I learn so much when I come on this show. Vivek needs to go home, she said again. I agree. I just feel like there's something wrong with everybody refusing to learn to say his name. I just feel there's a little racism there, Maher said, a comment Brazile dismissed. I know we don't like him, but you know, just say his name, right? He continued. Ramaswamy shared the clip and pointed out the glaring hypocrisy. I wonder what they'd do if a white Republican intentionally mispronounced Donna's name and then told her to return home. Ramaswamy pondered as others wondered what Brazile really meant by home. This is the true face of left-wing elitism. Casually racist while pretending to champion diversity. Pathetic display of double standards, one individual commented as another noted, they would cry racism. Brazile has been open throughout the year, asserting that former President Donald Trump is going to be the GOP's nominee in 2024, despite deeming the MAGA movement a threat to democracy in the past. Related, Donna Brazile, Trump is going to be GOP 2024 nominee. In September, she acknowledged Trump's success as a movement, telling ABC's This Week, I've never seen anything like this with Donald Trump. I mean, what doesn't kill you, makes you stronger. I mean, being indicted, that's making him stronger. Raising $10 million using an ugly mugshot to raise money. This is a movement, and anyone who thinks that you can apply the old political rules to try to defeat this candidate based on he's scary, he's ugly, whatever you might want to call him, this is a movement. We have to respect the fact it's a movement, she added.